It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit EpicFits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Jake, do we need to change the time of this show? Are we getting comments about that? What are they saying out there?
There was that one comment here from Cody from Broken Bow says, Adam, I need your show to move times. It's my favorite segment, but the busiest part of my day, so I miss most of the show. Then try to watch it on YouTube at home with a toddler isn't the best. GBR, throw the bones.
First of all, GBR, throw the bones, love it. So basically, he wants to watch a toddler, and then he wants to watch two more toddlers, you and me, three at once. I appreciate you tuning in. Broken Bow, that's a ways away, man. Yeah. Shout out. All right, all complaints and unhappy letters can be sent to DP. Email address to be provided by Jake Bakoven. Until then, I don't think we'll be moving the showtime. All right, anything else? Or we got AP poll reaction?
No, but I'm glad he shouted out YouTube. YouTube, Facebook, yes. Twitter, Twitch, Allo. We got plenty of ways to watch if you need to.
All over the freaking place. All right, let's see. Number one team in the land, AP poll, Ohio State. Any issues?
No.
All right, two, Penn State. Any issues?
No.
I trust their offensive line. They may win the Joe Moorhead Award this year for the best offensive line in the country. They probably have the best 1-2 punch backfield. Catron Allen, Nate Singleton in the entire country. One of the most experienced quarterbacks, if not the most experienced quarterback, in Drew Aller. The question is those wide receivers. They have beaten teams appropriately so far this year. They have not faced anyone of any real caliber, but they haven't blown the doors off the joint outside of defensive scores, special team scores, and running the ball. In other words, everything that I trust looks good. The one thing I'm like, how's your pass game? How are those new wide receivers? Because that room has been well below average the past couple years, and it hasn't shown anything yet. But I had them in the national championship. I actually have them winning the national championship. So I'm going to stick with that for now. But LSU at number three.
Good quality of victory early on.
Yeah, Saturday was a little rough. Was it 23-7 or something like that? Wasn't a ginormous opponent. They got Florida coming in. So maybe a little bit of a sandwich game. You got Clemson, sandwich, Florida. We'll give them the out on that. Oregon. All right, they killed whatever's left of Mike Gundy in Oklahoma State football. That score was about a zillion to negative a zillion. They're at number four. They haven't really done much as far as playing a quality opponent so far. Miami at five, Georgia at six, Texas at seven. Should Texas be at seven? Or is that just purely preseason ranking bias?
Well, I mean, they bounced back pretty well, too.
Did you watch the game?
No, 38-7. I didn't watch the game.
I mean to cut you off. Go ahead and finish, and then I'll file my complaints verbally when you're done. Go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, I can get it. I can get behind, punishing these teams a little bit more. But again, I think the thought process behind the polls, behind the modern era, is if you schedule these top 25 teams out of the gate and you lose by seven, you're not going to be punished as much as maybe you would have previously.
That's a fair point, and I think I pointed it out. They were fourth and goal from about the half-yard line away from tying that game. By the way, did you see the picture of the Harburg tush push where we didn't get in versus Akron? You know they had like 9D linemen with their heads way inside the neutral zone. Did you see that picture?
I didn't see that.
Oh my goodness. How'd they get away with that? Either that or that picture seriously altered. Because it's bad. Hmm. That picture had to be altered. There's no way they actually got away with it. All right, Notre Dame at eight. I think my thing with Texas, a team I have playing in the national championship, not by choice, but because I try to be unbiased and somewhat professional here, on occasion, they really didn't look good versus San Jose. There is something missing in their passing game, and it's not just Arch Manning. Their wide receivers are not anywhere near. They're big. They're not anywhere near as explosive as they were a year ago. So Arch is young, preseason expectations were a little overly high for him. Not his fault. Again, I don't put that on him. He's done nothing to contribute to that other than just show up with a last name and go to practice and be mild-mannered, quiet, and humble. He hasn't played quite up to expectations, whoever you want to blame that on. But I look at the wide receiver. There was some busting coverage where guys were just wide open, and then there were special teams and defense. They ran the ball pretty well. The passing game is, I wouldn't even call it average right now for Texas. So that's a concern if you're a fan of Texas. See, I stuck with Texas and not gagging you. I'm trying to progress as a human being here. Notre Dame at 8, Illinois at 9, Florida State at 10. All right, South Carolina at 11. They have...
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Maybe the best quarterback in America as far as what people thought coming in, along with like Arch Manning and DJ Lagway. If you're a Nebraska fan, you're going to throw Raiola in the conversation. Aller, if you're a Penn State fan. But Lenoris Sellers, that offense has been a little sluggish so far this year. He was out of spring ball. He was injured half of fall camp as well, their quarterback. So we'll see how that progresses, but they've kind of, I want to say they squeaked by Vautech. They ended up winning by like 17, but it was within a touchdown until halfway through the fourth quarter. And they're kind of relying on defense and special teams. It was ironic. I felt like they beat Virginia Tech using Beamer ball. If you watch that game just a little bit. All right, Clemson at 12. I'm starting to get nervous about Clemson because I had them almost in the national championship game. LSU, no shame in losing at home to them, but they were down 16-0 at halftime to Troy this past Saturday. Did you see that?
Yeah. And that makes you kind of wonder about the LSU ranking all the way up to number 3, too.
16-0. Like, they came back and won. Like, I've said this is kind of Dabo's last year unless he goes into the portal and does an entire overhaul this offseason, because he's not done much through the portal. At least he's done something, but not much. And their last couple, 3 recruiting classes out of high school have barely been in the top 30. This is kind of the accumulation of what I think is his last year, at least for a while, unless some drastic changes are made, of making a run at things. And they haven't looked great so far this year. Oklahoma, I mean, tough game versus Michigan. Michigan's going to come in and play with pride. I think Oklahoma's pretty good this year. Can they survive an insane schedule? Iowa State at 14, Tennessee at 15. I didn't think Tennessee would be that good. Joey Aguilar has outplayed Nico Iamaliava, and it ain't even close. Tennessee saved about, I don't know how much Joey's getting paid. I'm just going to guess he's getting paid $1 million. That's just a number out of thin air. They saved about $3 million and significantly upgraded a quarterback, and maybe better for the quarterback swap that they made. Joey Aguilar from UCLA to them, Nico Iamaliava from Tennessee out to UCLA. That's amazing. They've looked really good so far this year. A&M's going to play Notre Dame. We'll learn more about A&M and Notre Dame this weekend. I'm going to stop at number 20. 17 is Ole Miss. I think they're good, not as good as last year. South Florida. They're the only team in the country with 2 ranked wins so far. Destroyed Boise. Went into Florida and beat Florida. They got Miami this weekend. What do you think the spread on that game is, by the way? No, 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 don't look. I saw your eyes dart.
I know it's on the CW network, which I think they would redo if they knew that South Florida is going to be as good. What about 8.5 Miami?
17.
17?
That's what I said.
Disrespectful.
Ow. Couldn't have said it better. Alabama at 19. Utah, who's looked really good, undefeated 2-0 at 20. I don't know how Alabama's ahead of them other than brand recognition. Hey, there's Texas Tech, your future Big 12 champs at 21. I said I was going to stop at 20, but I looked at 21. Oh, 22 is the fighting Kurt Cignetti's. Okay, we're just going to finish this because at number three is our boys in a couple of weeks, Michigan. 24 is Auburn, 25 is Missouri. The team I predicted to beat Kansas, not Jake.
That's right.
All right. A lot of Big Ten. Three of the top four teams are Big Ten. Four of the top 10 teams are Big Ten. All right, you have got Miami and Florida State. I was wrong. Two out of the ACC. I forgot Clemson fell out of the top 10. Notre Dame. All right. The SEC, who they got? LSU, Georgia, Texas. So they got three. So the Big Ten has the most in the top four, top five, and top 10. We'll see how that unfolds and how that plays out this year. You got any serious issues with the AP poll so far? The only thing I have an issue with is some of the preseason rankings are trumping what we are starting to see on the field. In particular, when you look at Utah versus Bama, South Florida, how in the world are they at 18? Tennessee looks really, really good. I think they should be higher, probably ahead of South Carolina. I mean, Texas at Notre Dame, you make a fair point about scheduling tough teams, playing close games, and they shouldn't be dramatically punished. Texas really struggled this past Saturday as well versus San Jose. So we'll see how that all unfolds. What say you, Jake?
Yeah, it's interesting. And then Arizona State just outside the top 25. Again, that was the one that I think is kind of interesting because I think I said it the other day, but Alabama didn't get as punished for their loss to a worse record team from the previous year. Arizona State does, but they're at 26, so they're knocking on the door. Same type of deal, brand recognition.
Yeah, the Florida State, the quality of football they played last year was just non-existent on the 0 to 10 meters, about a -4. But the brand recognition on a 0 to 10 meters, about a 9. So, and Florida State seems to be like a really legit good team. Would they score over 70 this past week? Like, they look like they are back, and they did it quickly. All right, ladies and gentlemen, hour two, we'll react to Dana Holgorsen's updates on the offense. We looked at the depth chart, couple of noticeable changes we should chat about, and other Nebraska football updates as well. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette, snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits, t-shirts that get it.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
Or I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like opening the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Like, 'cause I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.